Something went off.
Stacy. Morning.
Hey, can we start you with an easy one? Tomorrow's the 25th anniversary of Doug Williams' MVP performance in the Super
Bowl. Yes.
Can you speak to that impact that he had on you as a Louisiana?
Oh, man. Just watching him, you know, how he played the game with such passion, you know, and I mean, it just means a lot, you know, for what he's done, you know, for guys open doors, you know, as a quarterback. And I mean, that's awesome, man. It's his anniversary. I didn't know that.
Do you remember watching the game? Were you old enough?
I was old enough, man. I don't remember much. You know, I probably remember other games, you know, in Washington, but you know, I just know of him, you know, and those stories of what he did, you know, what he had to overcome.
Have you ever met him? Do you think that you appreciate being in a Super Bowl differently because it's happened a little later in your career than if you got in the first couple of years? How would that be?
I don't know, man. You know, if I'd have achieved it early, you know, you probably don't work as hard. You know, who knows? You know, but I mean, I always had a great work ethic. You know, won a national championship, you know, in Miami, and that didn't make me, you know, slack off or anything like that. You know,
you think you appreciate being here a little differently, just the whole experience?
Probably so. You know, I mean, I appreciate the practices, you know, that we have, man. You know, the media day yesterday was awesome. You know, just the time that you spend it. You know, it's a little different. It's almost like being at a Pro Bowl, you know, with all the attention and everything, how, you know, everything is going. You know, you got obligations to do certain things when you first get started. You know, we got to do this every day, you know. So it's definitely, you know, a little different experience than I expected it to be.
Have you ever in your career wondered whether this would ever happen? Doubted?
Of course. I didn't doubt it. I just wondered, you know, when. And if, you know, I answered that question a couple times, you know, in my career, you know, is that, you know, you got to have a special team. You know, everything has to be clicking, you know, and you definitely got to want it to get here. You know, not everybody is fortunate enough to go to a Super Bowl. You know, I'm grateful and thankful. I've been saying that the whole time. To get the invitation here, to be here, you know, and to be in New Orleans, man, it's even more special, you know. So, you know, everybody won't win or get to a Super Bowl, you know. So, and I know guys who didn't play it down here, you know, went to other teams and made the team and got Super Bowls. And, you know, Derek Martin got two, you know. So, and that's my boy, man. I know he's a hard worker and a great player, you know, that had an impact on those teams, man. But, you know, you just got to be part of something special. You know, we're glad to have it this year. No, not at all.
And the night before the game, you doing anything special Saturday night?
No, man.
Anything to get your nerves, or you're not nervous?
No, man. I've been following the same routine. You know, today's my Wednesday, you know, study day or whatnot, and just doing everything the same, man. It's a little different, you know, being at home. You know, my mom been calling me, when you coming home, and I'm like, Mom, I'll see you later. You know, I'll talk to y'all later, Mom. You know, I'm in a different mode right now, you know, so... Nothing different, though.
And you guys are being introduced as a team. So is Ray Lewis going to be doing any dancing at all? Or
I'm not even sure, man.
You guys don't know what the plans are for that yet?
I'm not even sure. You know, when we are introduced as a team like that, being that we are the away team, you know, we don't do anything. No dancing, you know, none of that stuff, no individual stuff. Yeah, man. I mean, who don't wake up and forget things, though? You know what I'm saying? You know, that was just a comment, man. Sometimes, you know, I feel like I forget things, you know, but who doesn't go through those things, man? No, I mean, I think some things I go through is football related. You know, I'm not all the way concerned right now about the memory loss thing so much being football related, because I only had about two or three concussions in my career. Maybe more that you don't really know of. But there's been some things that honestly put up a flag. That's the reason why I assess myself every year. I keep saying that. You know, but I feel awesome, man. I feel great. Just stuff that I know, you know, stuff that I know I've been through and kind of, you know, might have related, like, oh man, this might be because I've been playing for so long. You know, I've been playing football, man, since I was a kid, you know, 7, 8 year old, you know, and not even counting the times without pads, you know, when you got guys, as we used to call it here, dropping the bucket, you know, to try to get those extra yards, man. So, you know, I'm sure there's going to be something, you know, related to football. Like I said yesterday, man, I signed up for this. You know, I knew it was a contact sport. I know there's going to be, you know, pains and ailments and injuries. You know, do I want that to affect my livelihood? No. But do I know it's going to affect it? Yes. You know, like I made the comment about a late great Junior Seau, man, you know, when I said I know he don't have any regrets, I'm talking about football. You know, not the fact that the man passed away and lost his family. People tend to not write everything, you know, and that's the bad part about our business. You know, I mean, no disrespect to his family. You know, think the utmost about, you know, Mr. Seau and his family, man, with all due respect, man. But, you know, people tend to write the wrong things and take it out of context, you know, and that's the worst part about what we do. Yeah, for my family, you know, for my family to have to go through that if that happens, God forbid, man. But any family that has to go through that, you know, any player that ever played in this league or go through this league, you know, would hate that. You know, hate that for their family to have to go through. It's like any other tragedy, though, man. And to be honest with you, none of us know our time. No, none of us know how, you know, we're gonna go. You know, none of us know, you know, when that day, when that hour is going to come and how it's going to come to us. You know, some of the best people in the world have died the worst ways, you know, and does that make them a bad person, though? You know, so we all have our time, man, you know, and sometimes the way you live have an effect on the way you go. Say it again. Like I said, man, I'm with Obama on that. You know, if my son wants to play football, I would educate him about the sport as best I could, just like I tell these guys about taking care of themselves. It wouldn't be any different. If he want to play, I'm going to let him play. I'm also going to educate him, though. That's what my foundation is based on. It's about getting information to kids. It's no different than what I said about the school system. You know, it's one thing, you know, I mean, I'm not talking about our president, but we have stuff going on in our school systems that need to be, you know, taken care of. We have a whole bunch of things across this world that needs to be taken care of. It's not just football, you know, so we have to make sure we're educating our kids and people about what's going on, you know, versus just saying, don't do this or don't do that. If you have the knowledge and the information, you know, maybe you can make better decisions. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, you know, choices.